Chamber Chat Billings News Talk 95.5. Call the Billings Morning News. Dial 294-0970.
News Talk 95.5, the Billings Morning News. Strangest things happen during the breaks of our radio show. Strange good things happen. So at 9:18, 49 now, sunny 76 for high in Billings, 60s the rest of the week. Newstalk95.5.com and check out a five-day forecast. John Brewer with us, CEO, President, Billings Chamber of Commerce. During the break, and we'll talk about this, how it relates to Small Business Saturday coming up. But Harv and I are doing mainly Harv has a blog post up at Newstalk95.com for National Pizza Month, which October is. Right? Did you know that? Now you do know. We have a list of all the pizza parlors, and you choose your favorite. Bruno's is kicking butt.
That's great.
Which I didn't see that coming.
There are a lot of pizza places in town, too.
And Bruno's is kicking butt.
Good
and
for them.
I was whining about the fact that, I don't know, a couple times this week and last week, early in the mornings, I wonder if we can have like a pizza party on the Billings Morning News. And when we talk about Small Business Saturday, it was the perfect timing when she walked in with the pizza. You said, it's Small Business Saturday. They're a small business, local.
Exactly.
So we'll talk of that coming up in a couple minutes. Meantime, after hours, mixer tonight with the Billings Chamber of Commerce. Where and when and what can we expect?
Well, it's the newer location at Anytime Fitness on the West End at 605 24th Street West. And after hours, as you know, Larry, is always 5 to 7 o'clock. It's a great time to kind of unwind at the end of the day, but also bring business cards and meet 200 other business professionals.
Yeah, network.
Exactly. That's how business is done in our community. And just a great opportunity to meet other folks. And Anytime Fitness, so just check out their new facility. Check out some of the deals that they're offering. They've got $1 memberships for the month. You know, we are heading into the holiday season.
Yeah.
Halloween.
Sure.
And you're going to want to make sure that...
I was thinking Christmas. Halloween and then Christmas.
Kids.
You go in order.
I'm thinking of the candy first.
All
That's right.
All
the
right.
Big candy, then the turkey, and then we'll get into Christmas. But absolutely. So, you know, check it out tonight. Very affordable, good time, and a good way to do business, too.
That's the After Hours, second Wednesday every month without fail. I don't recall... there ever been a change in plans, actually.
No, very consistent, and without fail, we see you there every month. So.
Just about every month. I've taken a few Wednesdays off, but when I do come, I always seem to say, hey,
we'll see
what's
you
up?
Tonight,
I will,
saying,
yeah,
hey,
I'll
right?
be there. Yeah, Carrie, one of Carrie's good friends, is over there at Anytime Fitness, and she says, I need to go support Anytime
that's
Fitness.
Great.
So let's come back and talk more of Chamber Chat, Billings Chamber of Commerce, including Small Business Saturday, and all. Couple of other little tidbits from Mr. President, CEO, John Brewer, Billings Chamber of Commerce. Never gets old, does it?
It does.
Not Mr. President.
9.
Cool. 9:24, the Billings Morning News, News Talk 95.5, Chamber Chip, John Brewer, Billings Chamber of Commerce. All right, Small Business Saturday. Is this the second or third year of
this
that?
This is the third year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Time flies.
American Express developed this 3 years ago, and it's really taken off across the country.
How does it work?
It's just an opportunity the first Saturday after Thanksgiving to lift up small businesses in your community and thank them for the investments in your community and to really support them by shopping them. You know, a lot of the small businesses in town, locally owned, they give back to the community, they serve on service clubs, they contribute financially, and they really keep our economy spinning and they reinvest back in our community. So it's just that time annually. We're out shopping, spending a lot. You know, big box stores, they help our economy as well. They employ people and they're good. But this is our time to focus on those that don't always get the attention
right.
and the focus. That
we have one of your Small Business Saturday mats, I think, from last year.
Exactly.
They're at our station.
We'll be distributing those,
cool.
and we've got balloons, and we'll have some other fun businesses that'll really step up and offer discounts and door prizes and things like that. So we'll be announcing that as we get closer. But it's just always nice to keep them in the top of mind as people start to shop for Christmas.
And you were noticing that the Small Business Saturday was on your agenda to talk about on the show today, and then Bruno's walks in. Live local
great?
Business in Billings,
small business here,
and taking care of the Billings Morning News.
We didn't
force them to do that either. They just heard us whining about how hungry we were.
You know, the studio here went from smelling like a very nice muffin to iced coffee, and now there's pizza throughout.
I know.
There. It's a great place.
We're spoiled
it
up here.
It smells good.
But you got to realize again, this is like our lunchtime here.
That's right. You've been up for
this is like
you haven't
lunch.
Got a bed.
So how about some more tidbits for the Chamber of Commerce?
Well, I did want to mention, we do we work very closely with Visit Billings, the tourism arm for our community through the Chamber, and the Tourism Business Improvement District. And every year, they go through two granting cycles. And they've got about $15,000 that they grant out right now. And they're looking for tourism businesses or other type of groups that bring people to town and encourage people to stay overnight in our hotels, rodeos, events. In the
Niles coming up.
Niles coming up. Yeah. They've applied in the past. We've given money to Chase Hawks, to Zoo Montana, Yellowstone Art Museum, Art of the Brick, I think it's called right now. We've partnered with them. So we encourage people to fill out this very simple application and apply for the funds.
Get it online.
Got an event. Maybe the Bacon.
Bacon Fest. Bacon Fest in November. Our Bacon Fest.
Events like that.
Wow.
We're looking for small business type events like that.
Can you go online
and
get it?
You can go online, visitbillings.com, and you'll see some information on the grant. So we encourage people to do that. A lot of money there for folks to help market and advertise.
And by the way, congratulations to, you may have heard the news yesterday, Popeye's Chicken coming
nice?
To town. And Chipotle Grill.
Morning.
I know.
This is great.
Did you hear about that, though?
Yes.
Yesterday?
I did.
So Popeye's coming, Chipotle Grill, and another dollar store, Dollar Tree.
Dollar Tree, yep.
Announced yesterday. Billings is, commerce is booming.
The ground is turning. Things are being built. People are being employed.
Loving it.
Good stuff.
All right. John Brewer, Chamber Chat. Always a pleasure, sir.
Thank
thanks
you,
for
sir.
The coffee, the iced coffee. I'll share some pizza with you.
Oh.